City to city, state to state, worldwide, you are listening to the In the Zone Network.
The following program does contain language that some might find objectionable. Parental discretion is advised. How rude of me. Chidota.
Welcome to In the Zone. It's season two of the show. I am the A-Train Arlington Lane. And across from me is Palmer Alexander III, a.k.a.
The Legend, K-I-L, one L in Kill, but Kill still Kill.
You know, Robbie doesn't realize how good she says that.
Nope.
You know what? She needs a copy of that.
The Legend, K-I-L, one L in Kill, but Kill still Kill.
Even in English, it sounds great.
Yes, it does.
It may, hey, made me want to say Chitorta. Unprovoked.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the show. Coming up on the program, we'll have, as you heard, Robbie Taylor. No, she won't be on the show, but we have great guests coming on with us. From Sisters in Sports, we'll have Tiffany Hubert and Alex Holt. We'll have from USA Today and Wayne's World, thesportscorner.org, Wayne Neal, and the founder and CEO of Minorities in Sports, Shina Wheel. Oh, and I forgot, our girl is back again, Tiara Dobbins from NFLfemale.com.
My girl.
Duly noted. Duly noted.
Okay. We'll keep that.
Just as is. Yeah, exactly. But some things have happened since we last been on the show, right? And one of them is probably the most surprising of all. And it went a little something like this.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series. Bryant makes the play. It's over. And the Cubs have finally won it all. 8-7-10.
Took them 10 innings, but shout out to Joe Buck, our good buddy Joe Buck.
Yeah, you know, people in St. Louis, I don't even get why people in St. Louis don't like him. You know, they...
I can tell you, because he ain't his daddy. It's the reason why they say that.
But you know what? Hell, I'm not my old man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Man, listen, Jack Buck, one of a kind.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I met him, and we've had conversations before. But Joe is, I like Joe. Joe has always been nice to me. I mean, Joe cool with me.
Joe's cool a cool cat. I got a chance to meet him myself. And, you know, I have a greater respect for him. And to say that he was able to do that, to announce a Cubs World Series and a Cubs World Series win at that, that's going to be high on his books forever.
How about this? Royals last year, Cubs this year. How about that?
Exactly. And that's funny that our city rivals, one in Missouri and the other in Illinois, they both got rings. And here we are. Our Cardinal team couldn't even make the damn playoffs.
I'm sure we'll talk about that
pretty soon. But before I get to that, you heard about the Cubs winning the World Series, but this also happened in the year. Back in June, this happened.
Iguodala to inbounds. Shumpert. Trying to stay with Curry. Catches one dribble, steps back, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spades. Final seconds. It's over.
Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
You remember that?
Wait a minute. He said once again.
A city of champions, not the Cavaliers winning the championship, because we all know it's their first title. But they hadn't won a championship in that city and since 64. They said, once again, they're now a city of champions. So we had that, but then you had the blowing of the 3-1 lead by the Indians to the Cubs. But then, in retrospect, you got all these Warrior fans talking about they blew it. The Indians blowing that 3-1 lead, but vice versa, the Warriors blowing that 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. So, happy for Cleveland, and I'm happy for Chicago. You know what? I don't care. I'm a Cardinal fan, but guess what? 108 years, it's time for that to end. Hopefully the world doesn't end by that time period, but at the same retrospect, it's time for the Cardinals to step up.
Well, we can just agree to disagree. I just don't. Well, you know what? I'm not going to lose any sleep over the Cubs.
Right.
I'm not going to. It's not, to me, it's not the end of the world. I think from a St. Louis standpoint, I think it was just always fun just joking with them about that. But I, honestly, on a personal level, I think it probably irritated me more with the Royals winning.
Oh, yes.
Than it being so much of the Cubs. But again, like, I elaborate that, you know, a little bit.
Just later. Remember these numbers, folks. 11-3-2. Now you're like, well, what does those represent? Those are the amount of rings of the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Royals. 11-3-2. Yes, we know the Yankees are the most winningest team, and all you Yankee fans can sit there and shout to the heavens that we the greatest. That's fine. But we all know the National League and our rivals, we got ahead of them. So that's how we're gonna put it out there, just like that. So
I'm moving on. And without further ado,
drop that beat, let's go.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Look, you already know what time it is. And anytime when you hear this track, you know what's on. Now, it wasn't that long ago that Arlington played the clip of the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series. And you know what? They were the better team. The better team that won. But you know what? You know what I didn't like about this? And you know, the only thing that I really get petty about is sports. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I had a problem with St. Louis people rooting the Cubs on. If you call yourself a Cardinals fan, how can you root for the Cubs? Really? I don't even get that bandwagon behavior. It don't even make any damn sense to me. But that's okay. Let me get to the main course. This is Mike Matheny. You know, he was re-signed to he had a 3-year extension, pardon me. He got a 3-year extension from the Cardinals. And I'm not happy about that. You know why I'm not happy about that? Because he's really not that good of a manager. He's average. He's always been average. You see, when the Cardinals went through their vetting process about, you know, who they want to hire as a potential candidate, you know, after Tony La Russa, and they interviewed several candidates. They interviewed Ryan Sandberg. They interviewed Chris Maloney. They interviewed Joe McEwen. And they interviewed Terry Francona, Shatoata. Yeah, the same guy that was managing in the World Series, Terry Francona. You're listening to In the Zone. We're going city to city, state to state, worldwide. Mike Matheny gets an extension after the Cardinals go 86-76. And then, you know, I decide to open it up a little bit on social media about what I think about him getting the deal. And I can't believe that there are people that are saying to me, what you talking about Mike Matheny for, man? Look at his record, man. Look at his record. 461 and 349. 56% winning percentage. That's pretty damn good. But think about this. In 2012, he still had leftovers from Tony La Russa's team. That team had a 3-1 lead against San Francisco. You saw what happened with that. One game away from the World Series. You saw what happened with that. He got no criticism. He got a free pass. 2013. What happened in 2013? Well, you know, the Cardinals only just made the World Series, but as our boy Brock said, and not Brock Lesnar, our boy Brock 314. They continued to pitch to David Ortiz when he was batting 835. But how much criticism did Matheny get for that? He didn't get a lot. He didn't get nothing from me. I just said nothing. I was chill about that. Following year, 2014, one win away from the World Series. And what does he do? He trots Michael Walker out, knowing damn well he was in no condition to be pitching whatsoever. And then allow this young pitcher to get his ass blown up and give up a walk-off homer on the road. Just killing this kid's confidence. Real smart. But where's the criticism? I didn't criticize him. He got another free pass. Year one free pass. Year two free pass. Year three free pass. Last year, they get their ass whipped against the Cubs. And he still got a pass. He up there, he let Walker implode on the mound again. He said, yeah, we got to regurgitate all of this shit because there are a lot of people that still can't understand why am I criticizing him. I got every reason to criticize him. You know why? Because he's an average manager. He got a bulk of those wins with Tony's players. But I'm not done yet. Hold on. And did you notice in last season how the defense, how the bad defense reared its ugly head? Chateau and Ty, you're listening to In the Zone. And I'm making this up. And then what happened this year? The defense got even worse. I'm not making it up. You're listening to In the Zone. City to city, state to state, worldwide. Former Cardinal Jason Hayward is now a champion. He's a part of the Cubs, you know. He's a part of that future. He's a Cub. It's funny how Adam Wainwright, during spring training, you know, made a little remark about Jason Hayward didn't want to stay around, you know, because he couldn't handle the pressure. That's funny because all of the Cubs credit him for rallying the guys together and gave this impassioned speech that got the boys fired up and they took care of business. Maybe it wasn't meant to be for him in St. Louis. Maybe he didn't like the clubhouse. Maybe he didn't like Mike Matheny in the clubhouse. And maybe he's not the only one that doesn't like Mike Matheny. Hey, has anybody seen Jose Oquendo? Why don't you ask Mike Matheny about that too? With this mysterious knee injury. But sources tell me that Mike Matheny had a little issue with Jose Oquendo. You see, he didn't want people to undermine him because a lot of the players was gravitating towards Oquendo instead of Matheny. I wonder why. Well, maybe, first of all, you got to have a personality. He has the personality of Pat Parrish. You're listening to In the Zone. City to city, state to state, worldwide. Like wet cardboard. That is what his personality is like. He got none. Zilch. And then they expect people to be so enamored for playing on the birds in the bat and think you're going to play for a discount. Well, that shit don't work because there are people that's trying to beat you. They're trying to beat the organization. And word around Major League Baseball is that the reason why people don't want to come to St. Louis because they feel the Cardinals are pompous, a little arrogant, you know, smelling their own urine, as we like to say in the old neighborhood. You're listening to In the Zone, city to city, state to state, worldwide. Mike Matheny, you have no more free passes. You know that you was handpicked by Mozeliak. Think about this, people. John Mozeliak was Tony La Russa whipping boy. Tony La Russa got whatever he wanted. Do you honestly think that John Mozeliak was going to bring in Terry Francona? You think Terry Francona is going to put up with that bullshit? Absolutely not. He was not going to put up with that. But you see, Mozeliak can't control Matheny. You see, we go back to Oquendo. See, that's a flex move. You see, Matheny did that to show people he's not Mo's puppet. No. He's the puppet. You're listening to In the Zone. You don't need no string around your mouth, man. Get out of here with that shit, man. Muppet man, puppet man. No strings. Look, Ma, no hands. You're listening to In the Zone. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. No personality. And I don't think this team will get better. You know, Brandon Moss, he can go 0-4, 1-0-4, but play him every day. But heaven forbid Colton Wong bobbles a ball, you sit his ass on the bench. But your boss gave him that huge contract. Remember, you guys jumped the gun on that? Oh, I guess they don't remember that, huh? You're listening to In the Zone, city to city, state to state, worldwide. I'm not enamored with Mike Matheny. Mike Matheny is an average. You know what? We're seeing a real Mike Matheny now. He's a damn control freak. Ask Jason Haven why he really didn't want. No, he didn't like Mike Matheny. John Lackey didn't like Mike Matheny. He has no personality. He's a horrible manager. He managed the game like he's on tape delay. Come on, man. You listen to In the Zone. I'm not gonna say he ain't shit. I'm just gonna say he's just a bad manager. He's no good. I've never seen the Cardinals defense this bad in my lifetime. I've seen Joe Torre, Whitey Herzog, Tony La Russa. Never seen Cardinal defense this bad. Never. But you see it bad on this watch. You listen to In the Zone, man. And I don't think Mike Matheny, I really don't think he understands where we're coming from on this. And I know he's sensitive, but if you're going to be a manager in Major League Baseball, man, you need thicker skin. You're listening to In the Zone. And even Derek May was the scapegoat, and he got fired too. How you like that shit? Mike Matheny is Steve Spagnuolo part two control freak. He wants to control everything. He wants people to think that, hey, I got this. No, you ain't got it. You ain't got shit. You're listening to In the Zone. And I don't want to see the Cardinals do bad, but I'm telling you now, this hand-picked manager, they ain't going to get it done. They ain't going to get it done, man. You listen to In the Zone, man. Two fingers. But guess what? My fingers got more rings than Matheny. Shatoa Tai, you listening In the Zone, man. City to city. Oh, yeah, we local. We're local. How you like that shit? How you like that? Two fingers, man. Let's go.
I'm Alex Washington, a.k.a. A-Wash.
And I'm Adam, a.k.a. Silver Spoon.
This is Wild Podcast In the Motherfucking Zone.
Get ready for NBA action as Road Trips LLC wants to send you on the NBA Road Trip Weekend. It goes down Saturday, December 10th as we travel to Memphis, Tennessee for the Memphis Grizzlies versus the 2016 Western Conference champion Golden State Warriors. You'll get to see stars such as Stephen Curry, newly acquired Kevin Durant, Marc Gasol, and Mike Conley. Packages are $295 per person, which includes a round-trip bus ticket, a hotel stay, and a ticket to the game. So call Bill White today at 314-369-3938 for your spot.
Palmer Alexander for the Inner Zone Sports Show. Want to tell you about our sponsor at Gossip Pasta. Now she's at a new location at 291 Chesterfield Mall Food Court. She's open 7 days a week. Make sure you get in on all of the goodness. And don't forget the food is made with a bunch of love. Only at Gossip Pasta. The food's so good, it'll make you say, Shatorta, give it to him, queen.
Hey, I'm Kiana with Gossip Pastas, and when I'm in the lab, I'm always in the zone.
My Blooming Health Mobile is a concierge clinical lab serving Missouri and Illinois. We bring the lab to you. Elderly, disabled, or just too busy to stop to get your blood work done, we will bring the lab to you. For your privacy and convenience, we are also available for your drug testing and DNA paternity needs. Allow us to bring you comfort by bringing the lab to you. We are also available for employer drug screenings. You may reach us at www.mybloominghealth.com or 314-942-3272. That's 314-942-3272.
This is Samantha Witherspoon with Take a Trip Travel, and we love to plan family vacations, honeymoons, girlfriend getaways, with a great deal of experience with group travel and destination weddings. We can be reached at 314-369-7025 or taketriptravel@gmail.com. That is taketriptravel@gmail.com.